Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself, Dick?
I'm doing all right. I don't have much of a voice, but other than that, I'm doing okay. But
hey, I've been with you dealing with that for a few weeks now. So
we missed you last week. Yeah, well, you didn't have a voice last week. You couldn't come on with us. We missed you. But tonight, Bellingham and Cedro Woolley, was Bellingham able to keep it close?
You know, I thought they might be able to because you did mention they played better football this year coming into it. They're actually playing a league schedule this year and in playing competitively. But in the wind and rain tonight, that really favored Cedro Woolley. Mm. The Cubs got off to a good start. They had a nice long opening drive capped off by a Noah Struzma one-yard touchdown run, then a three and out for Bellingham. Then the Cubs were able to have another nice drive finished off by a one-yard Bryce Hornbeck touchdown run. Then, this was all in the first quarter, then a 65-yard Struzma touchdown run, 21-0 Cubs after a quarter. And Bellingham was able to score first in the second quarter, a 68-yard touchdown run by Connor Wallace, missed the extra point. Cubs bounced back before the half with a 41-yard interception return for a touchdown by Spencer Hoover. It was 28-6 at the half. And then the Cubs scored first in the third quarter, a Bryson Bartlett 6-yard touchdown run. Bellingham answered with a 33-yard touchdown pass from Nick Knutson to Spencer Lee. And then in the fourth quarter, the Cubs had a couple of scores. Leo Hanna with a 4-yard touchdown run. Also, Thomas Janicki with a 22-yard touchdown run. And Bellingham had a 10-yard touchdown pass from Nick Knutson to Joseph Worley. But it was the Cubs tonight, 49-18 over Bellingham.
Wow. So the Cubs hanging tough there now, 4-1 in league. And so, you know, this league is just going to come down to it. It's going to be very, very tight. It's just going to be tiebreakers, right? So is it Linden that holds the tiebreaker?
Yep, it's Linden that holds the tiebreaker. Yep, it is.
What other scores tonight for us up there?
We had some cancellations, but we had Linden over Anacortes tonight, 35-7. Also Blaine over Lakewood, 44-7. And then the other one that got in tonight was Burlington, Edison, Hammer, and Seaholm, 42-7. Some of the 1A's had their games canceled until Monday due to the weather.
Great stuff, man. Hopefully, dodge the bullets we got coming at you in Mother Nature tomorrow, all right?
I hope so. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's Jeff Rex of KAPS up there in the Mount Vernon and Northern climes.